Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe that Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I am Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
All right, Matt, today we are talking about In the Box is the title of the episode, and it is in response to people always wanting to go out of the box. So what are your initial thoughts on what we might talk about?
This is exciting because I like this topic a lot. And again, depending on if anyone's ever listened to the podcast before or not, in typical fashion, I'm not prepared at all for this. I did not know what we're going to talk about. You had told me the topic, and I intentionally didn't want to know anything further or what the context was. I thought In the Box was maybe like a reference to Gwyneth Paltrow's Head in a Box in Seven, or we originally had talked about at length or originally referring to Starting Point Digital Marketing as marketing in a box for before it became Starting Point. Like the entire time it was marketing in a box. So I was a little bit curious if it was those two things, maybe less the Gwyneth Paltrow Head in a Box reference. But I know we have also spoken about the idea of like the notion of think outside the box. And I'm assuming I'm about to agree with you because I also think it's a pretty ridiculous notion more often than not.
Yeah, and I think it's almost like breaking down a buzzword. And I think where I come to it from is I've been in organizations around tables, and people are like, let's have a brainstorming session of out of the box ideas. And sometimes you need to do that. And innovation, different things are stretching, going outside the box. But if you're not doing the stuff in the box first, then going outside the box isn't probably going to be helpful. So sometimes boxes are good. I forgot all about marketing in a box and Starting Point, and I think it's a great way to describe it. Like Starting Point digital marketing is that starting point to digital marketing. It's getting the basics down, consistency, good marketing, digital, online. You can level up and go outside the box later, but if you don't, if you're not posting consistently, if you're not doing the in the box stuff, then the outside of the box isn't going to help you at all. It's just a waste of energy and resources.
Yeah, and I think we're all guilty of it. I think that even in our personal lives, when we think about certain things, we're always thinking about like the big, shiny, fun things, not the foundational, fundamental things. So like when we go to look at a house, all we care about is, well, what's the paint look on the wall? Or is this a beautiful kitchen counter and all these things? And none of that really matters. It's the foundation of the home. And that's what we need to be paying attention to first and foremost. And like you said, in business a lot, and I see it in marketing more than anything. And I think that we've spoken about it on this podcast. I don't know if it's this is something private that we've rolled our eyes at, but everyone's obsession with video marketing, right? It's like, hey, I don't do any marketing. I know that I need to do video marketing, or I read somewhere that I need to do video marketing, or my marketing coach told me I need to do video marketing. Though video marketing is great, there's a lot of advantages to it. There's also a lot of things that you need to do until you get to that point. Like if people can't find you online on Google, whether it's your website they're looking for specifically or just keywords that of products and services that you sell, that to me is way more important than having a video of yourself somewhere online.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think there's I could think of a few examples of people who have made great videos, but like I can't even find them. Sometimes when I want to reference it, I'm like, "Oh yeah, this company had a great video." And it's like they showed it once and it's on sitting on YouTube somewhere, but it's not even being sort of used and out there. So the opposite of that is somebody who I know, is very active in marketing, and today I saw a video and I'm like, if I see that video one more time, I'm gonna like throw up, but it's not for me. I already know they exist, but they're like using the, you know, the heck out of that video, which is good. And that's part of that sort of in the box activity and consistency of stuff.
My guess is that I know who you're talking about, and we won't mention it, but there's like a fundamental problem with that from a marketing perspective as well, with like repeating the same ads over and over and over again. And again, me and you are on the same page of marketing is an exercise in consistency, consistently telling people who you are, what you offer. But that doesn't mean having the same ad or the same video over and over and over again for months and months and months. I'm telepathically agreeing with you because I think I know who you're talking about. And that video has been online since the beginning of COVID. And we're like a year and a half later now. Same video.
Yeah, same stuff. And but at least it's there. You know, a different problem. We've memorized it, like, you know, move on to the next thing. But, you know, in the box as well, you know, marketing, I see it in finance as well. A lot of people try to go outside the box sometime with like clever ways to manage finance or, you know, get money, manage money, get funding for things. And a lot of it is like fundamentals, in the box fundamentals. People who come to me with cash flow problems, almost always there's a few fundamentals to apply. One is things like accounts receivable, like change how you get paid, you know, faster, and don't let yourself have sort of those accounts receivable. That's always a big one. Pricing's a big one. And again, we've talked before about a path to profit, making sure that you're priced in a way that will make profit. And if you're not, you have to change that up right away. And that's like an in the box fundamental of like, make sure you're charging enough for what you do. Otherwise, as I joke, you might as well go stand on the street and hand out $20 bills to people. So there's, you know, following those in the box frameworks before you, you know, start trying to think about, you know, big creative solutions to problems that have an easy answer.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why is this such an important thing to people to think outside of the box? Is it hack culture?
It might be. I think it's, this is awesome because I wasn't prepared for that question. And I think in some ways it's hack culture. And I think I get it. There's a resistance sometimes to following sort of fundamentals, or you want to do things new and different your way, or you don't want to be stuck on one specific way to do something that seems boring. So in one way you're hacking. In another way, I think there's a drive in entrepreneurs to be creative and to do it your own way, and you try to do it on everything, whereas you probably shouldn't apply it to everything. You should apply it to what's unique about you and maybe unique to how you deliver your service, but you don't need to do it in every single aspect of your business.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I think I've had a realization lately, and this is probably for most people business-wise, like we're running around like a chicken with their head cut off often, if we're not actively trying to think about, intentionally thinking about new creative ideas to grow, sometimes they'll just pop in your head. And those are fun. Like, okay, that's a cool idea. That can work. And you feel really good. But then recently, as Starting Point specifically is starting to grow and starting to do some interesting things there, and recognizing that I don't even have a lot of the fundamentals and the foundation there from a process perspective of how to grow, how to bring new members in, how to create new territories for Starting Point. And those are like the fundamentals, the inside of the box stuff. It's the stuff that doesn't like get me all excited and tingly. It's the thing that makes my stomach turn, when I'm driving down the street and I'm like, oh shoot, like I need that. And like, I'm embarrassed that I hadn't thought of something. And I'm like, why was this not done a long time ago? Why am I thinking 10 feet ahead when I needed like a bunch of basic processes written down on paper? And those are the things, and maybe that's why we think so much about outside the box, because that's fun. That's workshop. That's let's get in a room and whiteboard and put together 100,000 post-it notes and literally fund a CEO's vacation from the post-it Postmate company so we can build a like fun little workshop. That's fun. But I think maybe we don't like to think inside the box, because those are the things that we're probably are the most glaring issues with our businesses.
Yeah. And I think what's awesome about what you just said in terms of some live coaching here is I think you have to go sometimes outside the box, then back in, then out a bit, then back in. So, you know, I would argue that you have great processes for the size of the business and you started with good ones. But then you hit the point where you want to scale more and you're like, oh, they need to be better for the next phase. So all of these things go in phases and you build the bike as you drive it, like a little bit. And I think, you know, you're good at that level of implementation. And I think that's where having, the long-term in mind, doing things, and remembering the box and remembering that, hey, there's solutions to these problems. There might be frameworks to follow. I could do it in batches as I go is still better than, you know, waiting till it's all built before you launch something. Because sometimes people do that as well. So it is all about balance.
Yeah, it's been quite interesting.
It's also neat too, because when we look at, you know, in the box following fundamentals, they're not necessarily fundamentals that are like perfectly applicable to every single business. They're very much frameworks for stuff. And sometimes building your business and creating that long-term value is you creating those systems and processes that are maybe built on that fundamental, but tweaked to make it yours and make it more valuable. So it's not easy problems to have, but that's also what turns a business into something with value versus just you blasting around with throwing out creative ideas.
Yeah, it makes it your differentiator. It makes it special, your product or service special. Like we've spoken about people creating businesses that are in line with a problem that needs to be solved. And I think sometimes we think maybe too much about like what's an outside of the box problem that needs to be solved, when in reality, that business is going to be doomed to steal your line again, which we don't always need to think outside the box for certain problems. It's like, what are some problems that exist now? What are some solutions that already exist? And how can we put a bit of a spin on those? Like, and that's outside the box thinking, but I bet you most of the time it's not even outside the box thinking. I think it's inside the box fundamentals that we've thought about that another product or service hasn't.
Yeah. And I think, again, in the box, there's different boxes for different phases of your business. So sometimes you grow and you hack and you get ahead of yourself. But really, to take the next leap, you got to backtrack a little bit and, you know, put those fundamentals in place. I had a customer I've been working with for several years now. Annual revenue sort of more than doubled since we started working together. They were looking at it sort of a in the box tool that seems really expensive. It's like, I think around say 10 grand a year, which would have been very expensive 2 years ago. But now their revenue's at, sort of over 1.2 million. And at that level, it's like, okay, well, if you want to be at 2 million,
Yeah.
Like, you need this tool and these processes now. Like, you need to tighten them up. It's like, you tighten them up from 600 to over a million. But like, now it's time again to like tighten them down. And you can either choose to go outside the box and try to solve all these problems on your own and create your own things, or you can seek out an expert that's already solved that problem and can apply, you know, again, business fundamentals with tools that help you do that from a box.
Yeah, and it's all about if you want to scale. Again, it's fine to scale, it's fine not to scale, it's entirely up to you. But it's extremely difficult to scale by just thinking outside the box. Like you said, there's plenty of tools and resources that exist inside the box. They're super basic, fundamental type of tools that can help you scale in that regard. What was the tool, out of curiosity? Like, maybe not specifically, but what did it help them do?
Yeah, it was more of a operations management. I don't want to say too much about it.
Like a project management software?
It is. A bit project management, a bit customer management as well, financial management, automating some things that are very time consuming.
So sure.
It's a business where sort of quoting and invoicing takes a lot of manual effort. So it's something that just reduces that time significantly by like hours per day when you look at the whole organization. So it's almost one that, it's hard to implement, but those are the things you should be doing. Like if you're doing repeatable tasks, in the box is, how do I make that task faster and more automated? How do I get out, my invoices faster and get them paid faster and automate those things? So, you can apply that almost to any business, especially service businesses.
Yeah.
Where I think traditionally people would do the work and then they would put it on their list to write an invoice. Then they would get to invoicing, they would send it out and then wait for the payment to come back. So, when I first started banking and people were doing that, one of the common products was like lines of credit to manage your cash flow, because you might, pay your staff to do the work, then invoice, then wait a month to get paid. Mm. And, now I think automation's making it easier. People are getting either paid up front or they're collecting money up front.
Yeah.
Doing the work and then invoicing the rest, or, maybe they don't even invoice it at all because they've already collected on that. So that changes your cash flow dramatically, especially on, say, $1 million business. Like, you might always have, $100,000 owed to you. Like, that drains your cash flow a lot. So when you just make little improvements on that, it has a big difference in how you're able to operate.
Yeah, I think that was one of the first things that I got when I started my business was invoicing software to set up recurring monthly payments. And so people could put their credit card in there and they get charged right away. And then the other biggest inside the box tool that already existed was project management software, where I'm selling experience and knowledge and value, which is ultimately time. And it was just such a time suck to be constantly trying to figure out what was going on internally and managing projects, where a woman that I've worked with for like over 2 years now, we used to like be having to talk constantly, which was fine. But it was like, I even remember the days of the text messages, like, are we still doing this? Is this happening this month? When do you need this? Like, it was just scrambling all the time. And now, like, I still talk to her, but it's like pretty rarely about work, to be honest now. Like, she messaged me the other day and was like, I am going on vacation for a week. And I was like, cool. Like, it doesn't affect anything. Like, you know what you're responsible for. I know what you're like. There's all these checks and balances now. And it's kind of funny. You start to like question, are we still friends or are things okay? Yeah. Because like you just don't talk at the same volume that you used to. And like things are just so smooth. Well, smoother, but yeah. Infinitely smoother than they used to be. So,
yeah, and that's how it should work, right? And that's the type of, you know, instead of having the big whiteboard meeting of like, how do we do this? It's like, well, let's just adopt this fundamental tool that's available to us. And that really is, you know, a lot of coaching programs, a lot of experts and consultants who come in, a lot of it's applying sort of in the box fundamentals that are often adapted maybe to your business or to the industry, but it's some of those same things. And I think for any business as they grow, you want to make sure that you are at least checking in on those and doing that stuff versus, you know, jumping to the outside the box type of solutions or ideas.
Yeah. How do they start with that? Like, how would a business start by figuring out the fundamentals of what's inside the box then?
That's a good question, because I think it does probably require a coach of some sort, because, you know, if you've sort of sprinted ahead of yourself and you're just not sure where to start, I think some objective guidance of where to start is helpful. If you go start trying to solve individual issues, there's lots of people who will sell you like Band-Aids, and it might not be the most impactful one. So that can just sort of be crazy as well. I know I have some exercises I would sort of run through with people to help try to prioritize some of those projects of, you know, inside the box type of fundamentals. To just start, adopting those properly. Often the first places to start have to do with cash flow. Like, are you collecting money fast enough? Because that's like the heartbeat of your business. If you're not getting sales, then it's a marketing fundamental. Is it your messaging? Is it your activities? Like, let's get some cash flow in so that you can have something to manage. Then you might look at operations, right? Are you doing things efficiently, or are you completely wasting time?
Yeah. Everything we talk about comes down to marketing, finances, and who, like an expert, because that's, I don't know if you incepted my thoughts with this or I came across it myself, but yeah, like who am I to say when I'm looking for financial software, which one is the best? Should I use QuickBooks, or should I like go down a rabbit hole of researching all these other ones? No, I need a who. I need a bookkeeper. I need to talk to Greg Evans Professional Corp and work with them, and they will recommend the proper software and the processes. And this is what gets me all bent out of shape quite often, is when people come to me and they're like, hey, I need this. This is the type of marketing that I need done. And I'm like, whoa, 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 like pump your brakes. Like, you don't need video marketing. You don't even have a social media profile set up. Like, you need to start at your basic Facebook and Instagram. Or people that, this doesn't happen as much, but people are like, I need to get found on Google. And maybe it's a really innovative new idea that no one is searching for. There's no sense in showing up on Google for that because no one's searching for it.
Yeah, no one's
create awareness for that. So like there's different things that we have to do here, and it makes no sense for the business owner to tell the marketer or the person to tell the expert what to do. We need to find the who's that are experts in their field and let the who's tell us what to do.
Yeah. And the who's are going to have a box, right? So like, let them solve that problem with frameworks that they have.
Yeah. The experts and the who's, like, they are the ones that bring us back in the box, because I think we in general, people, humans and business owners of us, we lean towards thinking outside the box. Like, we need something new and innovative and radical for the business. And then we talk to a who and an expert, and like, well, no, like you don't even have the foundation of your home poured yet. What are you talking about putting a roof on right now?
Yeah, you're getting your bathtub delivered to your construction site, and they're like, that's not needed yet, right? Like, what's neat about this is a lot of it does also comes down to planning. And I think a lot of businesses really resist that, taking a pause, taking a few days to really go through like a thorough planning process to identify, what are some of those project strategies that they need. They want to jump on the problem and solve it, but they don't want to take the time to sort of patch the rest of the boat so that it gets easier to solve, what's right in front of them. I was having a conversation with someone the other day who works with a lot of not-for-profits, and that was a huge problem that they see, is people are always in conflict. They're always trying to solve the same old problems, and they never get any traction because they don't want to take the time they need to really solve everything that's contributing to that.
Yeah, and as much as it's a planning problem, it's not a planning problem, but it's a who problem because we're all busy too. The business owners are busy. They don't have the time often to be able to sit down and do planning when they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They need someone that can man the shop or complete the services and sell the product and services. When they can take a step back and be like, okay, this is fine. The ship is set sail, but how do we get to the end? Or where's the next stop along the way? And that's what like the business owner needs to do. They don't need to be mopping the floors every day or swabbing the decks, to continue that analogy. They need to be worried about, okay, we're gonna be out of fuel or whatever by this point. How do we get there most efficiently?
Yeah, definitely. And I think again, there's boxes that those tools exist. You could plug and play different ones, different combination for what you need. And then sort of save your time and energy and go outside the box for that, things you're truly innovative of and things you're really good at, versus trying to do it all the time, or thinking that whatever problem you have to immediately go sort of out of the box to look to solve it. You want to see what's there, what who's are available, who could solve that problem for you, so you can spend your energy on the best stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alrighty, any final thoughts?
I guess my final thought would be, like, I quickly Googled it while we were chatting. The cardboard box was invented in like the early 1800s, 1817, meaning boxes in general existed before that. Let's not try to outsmart that technology. Box is still perfectly good right now. We still use them every day. I don't know if we'll ever get to the point where we've advanced past a box for certain needs. And I will just say, like, we need to focus more on inside the box. More inside the box thinking from a fundamental perspective.
I love that you brought some history into this. I love like the history of things like boxes. What's also cool is when you look at packaging in boxes, there are people who spend their whole lives innovating that. Like as we speak, someone is trying to make a better box, a lighter box, nicer packaging that, ships better. So even boxes are, find the person who has that box solution, who's been working on making it a better box, which is awesome. So anyway, if you want to work with us, maybe find some in the box solutions, we can help you plan. We know the boxes for, marketing, finance, strategic planning. We'd love to help you out. So check us out at kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. We'd love to help you start, grow, or recharge your business. You can also send us an email at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.